extra slow countdown.
Jumping the gun, jumping the gun.
Sorry.
You guys did hear the greatest news in the history of greatest news recently, right?
Doubtful.
2020, Stadium Tour. Poison, Motley Crue, Def Leppard. Boom.
That's barely even good news.
Oh, that's amazing news. Last time we saw Crue and Poison, it was awesome.
Yeah, and I want to go see it again. I don't know if Def Leppard is enough to make me go again.
I'm totally going again.
When they were on tour with Poison and the New York Dolls, that was a great show.
Oh, so good. I just have to try to remember to contact my old neighbor this time and see if he can get me backstage passes to meet everybody.
Does he play in one of the bands?
He is a roadie for Bret Michaels.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess someone's got to be.
Yeah, and when I mentioned about going to the last show, he's like, why didn't you call me? I would have got you to meet the Motley Crue. And I went, didn't think about it. Next time.
Right. I'm going to say that's a different kind of motivation to go to that show again.
I mean, but we can see if Mick Mars actually has a pulse, because I'm not sure that he does. I'm pretty sure he's dead and has been for a really long time.
Right.
And surely somebody, you know, is going to have to, you know, clock somebody upside the head with a beer bottle at some point, right? So I need to see that. You know, Tommy and Vince have to hit each other with something at some point.
You know, if it turns out that Mick Mars is dead and they've been Weekend at Bernie-ing him all these years, that would be awesome.
That would be. That would totally be a Crue thing to do, too. He's like, well, Mick OD'd on heroin in 1998, but we had him embalmed. And animatronically set up, so he just looks like he's playing guitar the whole time.
I have thought the same thing about Charlie Watts for far longer, but I could swear he's just puppeteered from above. That would be easier to do. Drummer is easier to do than guitarist.
That's probably true.
Which half of the superhero showdown do you want, Ray?
Oh, crap, I forgot about that.
Ray, how could you?
What do we have? Oh.
Yeah, it's a rough one again.
Oh.
Yeah, the power level of this year's bracket is...
It's stepped up a bit.
So much more than last year's. And it's totally random, but I mean, just so many heavy hitters.
Yep.
I don't know. Did I do either of those? I don't know anything about anyone.
You had to do both of them because I went through a dry spell of winning until I drew Doom.
Doom.
Doom. So, I believe you did both of these guys.
Oh, really? I believe
boy,
you, but...
You know what? There is one portion of this bracket, and it's this one. You and Craig did this. I was not here for the Wonder Man Macari showdown.
Huh.
I don't know why I wasn't here, but I feel like that was the you and Craig show.
Wonder Man? I don't even remember him being in this bracket.
Yeah, he got beat by Macari immediately. Macari is a super-powered Eternal. Who has unlimited speed.
Yeah, Wonder Man's a really poor Superman ripoff.
Kind of.
He's got that going for him.
He's even poor. I mean, like, Sentry's a poor Superman knockoff. Wonder Man is kind of like a... I don't know. He's okay. Molecule Man, on the other hand, is unbelievably powerful.
Yeah, pretty powerful.
I don't know. Dealer's choice, Ray. By that, I mean producer's choice.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read something about someone in either case, because I don't... Okay. I'll take Macari, because I know he's easier.
All right. Sounds good. I will learn more about the man of molecule manipulation.
But only if it's not carbon-based.
Carbon-based?
That's a joke. He can't affect living matter, so he can't do organic chemistry. He can only do inorganic chemistry.
Huh. Okay. That sounds vaguely familiar.
It does. I'll have to read on, because that does sound familiar. I have not got to that part in the description yet. Maybe it's down here under weaknesses. Yes. Yep. It tells me that at the very end. Huh. I didn't know that at first, but it says that when we designed this character, he was too powerful. So we gave Mr. Reese the mental impression that he can't affect organic molecules, even though he can.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah. Originally, Molecule Man subconsciously imposed mental blocks on himself to prevent him from using his powers to their full potential. Hence, he believed his powers were ineffective against organic molecules. Although they are not, for some unknown reason, he put these mental blocks in.
Huh.
So.
Well, there you go.
Yep, they were like, oh, wait, he's unbeatable. All right, fine. He can't affect organic matter. Oh, man. This is a tough battle. He is way too powerful. It has some notes here that he can even affect matter that has mystical properties, such as Mjolnir, the Surfer's Surfboard, and Captain America's Vibranium Shield.
Hmm. Does the other guy do magic?
No, the other guy is unlimited fast. So he can hope that my molecular manipulation is not fast enough. And he could just punch me into unconsciousness before I even know what's happened.
Hmm.
Because Makari is Marvel's version of, like, Hermes. So, Craig, do you have Disney Plus, or do you have access to Disney Plus through Hulu?
I bought Disney Plus from Disney
separately.
Plus. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Have you been watching the 1996 X-Men show?
I have been.
Yeah.
It's been great.
A gem. It totally holds up.
Yep.
Did you see the article that said, for some reason, Disney Plus put them in random order?
Yeah, and you know what I went? What am I going to know?
That's really weird. I was going to open the channel, by the way. Why random order?
Well, they got season 1 and 2 in the correct order, and then seasons 3, 4, 5 are in totally random order. So the internet published the list of how you should watch it in its original running order. So it's tough because, you know, some of them are multi-parters and they're not in order.
Right.
And I'm like, why would anybody? That's monstrous. All right. Yeah, I think you're safe to open the channel because I think I got everything
open. I
hope so,
because I just did.
Cool. We got a lot going on this show. I'm feeling
still one of the greatest opening, you know, theme songs going down.
That is absolutely true.
Every time I hear that, I'm like, yeah, X-Men. Get that gong noise. That's like, oh, so good. So good. That's one of those ones, you know, when it comes on the thing, it's like, do you want to skip the opening credits? You're like, no, I will not. I will watch them every time. You be quiet, Mr. Computer.
Speaking of that, I found it the entire way through the show. I was amazed that you can skip the opening credits to Breaking Bad because it's like 5 seconds long. <I'm>
like, well, that saved you a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't save you anything. Alloy 4 is the only person in so far. Congratulations.
That sounds like something that Iron Man used in one of his armors. What's that made out of? Alloy 4.
What was that? Oh, I wanted to. I saw this on when you said that. The theme from X-Men, the one that we were just talking about just now. I saw it on TMZ. Someone is suing them because they said that theme is stolen from a 80s like Hungarian cop show called Linda.
Okay.
If I knew how to share a link on the internet, I would. So that you can hear them side by side. It turns out 100% it was stolen.
But no one noticed until suddenly Disney showing it again?
Correct.
Listen, Linda. Listen. Well, Samurai's instantly got a link, of course.
Ah, see, I knew someone competent would be able to help. Yeah, give it a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the same theme there. And I'm digging it again.
Yeah, I love that it's stolen from Linda, and when I hear it in the Linda version, I'm like, yeah, X-Men!
Man, that is awesome. Now I want to go watch Linda.
I'm digging it. Only you would be motivated by a 1980s Hungarian cop drama.
I bet it's amazing. It's probably the original, it's also the foundation for every episode of the 99. It all comes from Linda. That's funny.
Samurai, should I be excited about the live-action Cowboy Bebop, or is it going to be awful?
They're doing that, huh?
I think they are doing that, unless I dreamt it.
I didn't hear that.
Keeping in mind, I love actual Cowboy Bebop. Possibly my favorite.
Ian, throwing back to, you know, anime stuff, do you remember back in the day going to Allen Street Video because they had the best anime selection in town?
Yeah, they had the best everything in town.
Man, that place was awesome.
I rented so many Nintendo and Super Nintendo games from that place. Oh, my goodness. Every sleepover at Will's house, we would go to Allen Street Video, load up on really old anime. Yeah, so to answer Thwomp's question, I feel like I should be telling you, no, I don't, because I don't. So if it's anything that's been made since
1990.
With the exception of, with the exception of Cowboy Bebop, if it's anything newer than Akira, I haven't seen it. But back in the day, I used to watch a lot of Guy and Akira And anything I could pull off the shelf, Fist of the North Star.
Oh, that was good.
Allen Street was, that was my jam till it closed.
Yeah, we were talking about stuff that used to be on Allen Street today. And we're like, yeah, Allen Street Video, that was good stuff. Across the street from Jim's Army Navy.
Yeah.
Isn't that still there?
Play it again. Play it again, sports.
No, Jim's Army Navy is now on Beaver Avenue.
Oh, sure.
I love that that's like the only immortal business in State College.
Jim's Army Navy?
Yeah.
It will live forever. It will sell me paracord bracelets till the end of time.
I knew we were waiting. It is after nine now.
Oh!
Oh, Ian's man, stopped. Time is just flying.
Yeah, Ian's so distracting.
Sorry.
Where were we?
You're going to start the show, right. And then Ray and I are going to help you.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the... ?219th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3? Is that right?
Yes!
Okay. I wasn't sure, because I've missed so many recently that I'm like, I think I have the number 8, but I wasn't quite sure.
I feel like you were probably on the last show, so I feel like if this is the number you're guessing, I'm going to say yes.
All right. I'm the only one. You call me Craig. We got KS72. He's Ray. We got SneakyBeat15. He's Ian. Hello, gentle folks.
Hello.
Wiggity wiggity, what up?
Whoa. I thought it was going to be whack there for a minute.
Nope. I am not whack. Right. I am dope fly and fresh.
Woo. Bickety bam. Pop, pop. All right.
Exactly.
So this is the week of 11/20 to 11/27 of 2019. The worst part is that I looked as bad as I sounded being an old white guy saying pop, pop. Because I even like threw my hands up in the air when I did it. So...
magnitude you are not.
That is true. I'm more of a Starburns, I think. I'd like to be Joel, but you know, just ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
All right, and your Deadpool dailies. Today, Blue Strange. Thursday, Black Thanos. Friday, Purple Hawkeye. Saturday, Yellow Star-Lord. Sunday, Purple Elektra. Monday, Purple Gambit. Tuesday, Flying with the Blue Angels. And the Wednesday is the Black and Blue Panther. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash of the Titans. On the 14th, that is, we had Prowler versus something. I've already forgotten who it was.
It was Carnage.
Oh, it was Carnage. How'd that go for you?
I didn't participate.
Okay. I was wondering. I'm like, did you really pull this off with a 2-1-1 character?
I didn't. I saw a 2-1-1 level 70 character and thought that there was no hope.
I don't know that there would be no hope, but it would not be good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I can't get it in less than a half a dozen tries, I'm not trying.
Right. Yeah, for me, it was all right because he would fortify the tiles, he would match them away, make them his own, and pretty soon I was doing, you know, a couple thousand damage to Carnage every round, so it was all right. It went pretty good.
Yeah, it was... was fairly easy challenge on that one. Starting yesterday, we have now Vulture running against some Spider-Man of your choice.
Yeah, five star.
How about 5-star Peter Parker?
All right.
Okay. I haven't attempted it yet, but I feel confident for you,
Ian.
Me too.
You got to go into flying mode because I see you're rocking the correct build just like I am of the 5-4-4 Vulture.
Exactly. I simply do not know what those other two powers do, and they fire themselves off if you're in the air. So
blue does.
They're both good, right? Oh, okay. What's green do then?
You do green before you fly.
Yeah, if you have green, you launch that before you're black.
Okay.
Then when you come back down, you do damage. Team damage, yeah. Which will be of no use in this. But
yeah, but you grab people in your claws and fly them in the air.
Cool. Yeah. Man, that guy's good.
Yeah, Vulture is pretty good, so I'm confident you will prevail there.
My Vulture got down about half because I kept running out of black because there's no teammate, so there's nobody to match a black while you're in the air to keep you in the air. Mm. But, I mean, it was still a win. And five-star right. Spider-Man is a dangerous character. But
that's true.
Stay in the air and you'll be fine.
All right. Then coming up number next is, on the 24th, is Agent Venom. Versus
I believe you.
Is that right?
I'm skeptical, but I believe you.
Oh, it's not Age of Venom? Do I have the wrong Venom?
I don't know. Huh. All I have is my infographic, and now that I know that the infographic is designed to help and confuse me, I feel like this wrong picture of a different Venom might have been an intentional sabotage.
Samurai's in the Discord saying, crap, I used the wrong Venom.
Okay. I thought I checked the Heroes for Hire store and it was Agent Venom. So.
Yeah, they go by the, you know, sub name, and Eddie Brock would not be next.
Right. That does not seem alphabetical.
Agent Venom alphabetically doesn't work. And he's going up against Luke Cage. At least he did previously. Yep. So.
And apparently a Sicilian.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It is, I had his name, but it's gone. Yep, nope, I had his actual name, but it's gone.
Oh.
Yep, with Luke Cage and the lady from The Good Wife show. She always plays some sort of lawyer.
The Discord says it's Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn, that's it.
All right.
That guy's great.
I would thank the person who said it, but I can't pronounce that.
Radamanthus?
Thanks.
Okay. It didn't seem that hard, but... There are a lot of letters.
Yeah, it's... So many letters.
I like that laziness got confused with difficulty. I am unwilling to pronounce that.
you know, the worst part is I made the most ridiculous character name for our current D&D game. So I decided to use a Welsh word as my character name. And it's got like 37 vowels. And it's just ridiculous. So.
Of all the languages to choose, yeah. That's just rude.
But his name is Yathith.
His name is Welshy, no!
But, you know, Yathith is spelled with, like, E-I-I-E-I. And ends in Y-D-D. Yathith. Good times. Yathith. All right.
So what are you doing starting new games when you can't even finish the old one? Didn't your parents ever teach you nothing? Finish what's on your plate before you start a new D&D game.
We kind of did.
You're playing again?
Yes.
Nice. Congratulations. Congratulations to you as well, Ray.
Thanks.
I know that's been a void in your life.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's been running another game this whole time.
I didn't say he didn't have a methadone game. But sometimes you gotta drink it the juice.
All right, moving on. Storyland. Hearts of Darkness has run in. That'll get you 3 angels. Your 2099 Spidey. Top folks get Android Jim and Doc Ock, followed up by Deadpool versus Doc Ock's Android Jim, and top 200 gets this brand new MODOK thing. Talk about him later. The M to the O to the D to the O to the K. Storyland. What else we got? Shield training. That'll also be coming up for this. Unfortunately, that will be poor for me because you need a high level Android Jim. That I do not have. You also need Kraven and Falcon.
Brutal.
Moving in PvP land, the Back to Life, Back to Reality season has returned. In Shield Simulator, that'll get you Doom, some Psylocke, and an Android Jim. So I guess I can hurry up and finish the Reality Simulator to get another Android Jim cover. Maybe I'll do that. And right now, you've got the real McCoy running, gets you Beast, Nightcrawler, Nova, and Colossus. All right, moving on. Let's talk about all the new stuffs.
Holy macholy.
Seriously. 191 release notes.
Whew.
The clue for MODOK was 5 periods. We might have gotten that one.
I agree. I don't know a lot of other characters that have 5 periods in their name.
In retrospect, that clue does seem easy. However, we didn't really have a chance.
Yeah, well, what can do?
Yeah.
Changes, the game can now be paused on the enemy's turn. All right. Multiple standard tokens can now be opened at once. This was nice. Yes, I wish they'd have done it with also the next level of tokens up.
That was my comment as well. If elites could get that same button, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, hitting that button, open up a bunch of tokens at once. That's a good time. You can do 50 at a time. If you've got more than 50, it will do 50 at a time. Ian, with your 7,000 standard tokens.
I used it. I used the button once to see how it worked.
All right.
It was handy.
So that button shows up now when you have more than one standard token. Hey, they fixed the bug where your Facebook friend gift would have some, you know, weird name.
Oh, the all W's, sure.
So that's fixed. And as we discussed last week, this patch brings you shards.
Oh. and a crazy new interface.
Yeah, the interface is crazy. It's going to take some getting used to, but so much information on one screen.
I know, change is so difficult for someone like me, but it's I think it's really good. I can't be certain.
It is a lot of information in one place. It's a busy, busy interface.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure which pieces of it you can click on, which you can't.
Yeah.
So I've just been like, I don't know, I'm going to click on that. I didn't do anything.
Also in 191, we have a new token type. There's now the Mighty Morphin Power Token.
I saw that. What's that all about?
These new tokens will give out 3 and 4 stars, much like Elite tokens give 2 and 3, and Legendaries give 4 and 5. So that's nice of them.
Yeah.
It is a 85% chance to get you a 3-star and a 15% chance to get you a 4-star.
Whoosh, a Prudat loan.
They will provide you 13 3-star shards and 3 4-star shards. Man, I have not heard that since you closed your store.
I haven't said it in a long time. I think I'm going to bring it back.
That's coming back a ways.
Yeah, it was. It was a throwback for me, too. I just felt it.
Man, now if we can only get some dumb teenagers to wrap themselves in cardboard boxes and go headfirst into each other.
Oh,
the return of Battle Box.
I am a really bad person.
You were.
thank goodness I've grown out of that. Wink.
Oh, man, some of those kids deserved it. All right,
yeah,
so
they were nice.
Some of them were not.
Probably.
Most of them were nice.
That's true.
All right, new character. I know this was a request by at least Ray, maybe also Ian.
Oh yeah, this is. I'm genuinely excited about this new character. Not about the timetables that it will take me to acquire this new character, but maybe shards will help me.
Shards. We just want to keep a running tally. How many times we say shards per week now? All right, so this is the ever popular George Tarleton. Let's talk about him.
Let's.
He is a 4-star. Blue, black, and red. Red is really, you know, complicated. We're going to make Ian do that one. All right. So, okay. Blue, we have for 7 AP, Doomsday Plan. Places a 8 turn. 8 big ones. Fortified countdown tile that deals damage. However, anytime you fire a friendly power, this reduces the tile by 3 turns. On the flip side, anytime an enemy fires a power, increases the tile by 1 turn. And then when it goes off, it does damage. At max level, it appears to be 9,076.
So do I want the tile to go away or do I want the tile to stay?
You want it to go away.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Does it do damage every time it ticks down?
Oh, maybe. Maybe? I assumed it said when it goes to zero, but it's...
Oh, the other one's hard. Give that to Ian. But this easy one, I can handle that.
I'm assuming it does damage at the end. It doesn't say, but it's going to go with.
Okay. I've heard from reliable sources it does damage at the end.
Yeah, so I think you want to fire your powers to get it down to zero as quick as possible.
Yeah, so I think MODOK's going to hang out with Coulson and Carol. He'll replace Peggy and Mike Coulson, Carol, Peggy.
Oh, yeah, that could be good.
Yeah, I already love MODOK. Who cares? He's so ridiculous.
It's true. His black power is called Afterburner. Create 4 enemy attack tiles, convert 6 basic tiles to red, and then deal damage to the target. As you go up in level, the damage increase, but it makes less enemy attack tiles.
Okay.
So at max level, it's strength 72 tiles, but only 2 of them, but does 1,733 damage. So interesting. The big bread power. Which is called a hammer for every nail, a chisel for every stone, a needle for every stitch, and a laser. Because we got a MODOK with frickin' laser beams attached to his head.
That is a great power name.
All right, so that is 6 red. He uses, I love this, his Gatling gun lays down an unending hail of bullets, creating attack tiles. Thank God it doesn't make countdown tiles like some other jerk's Gatling gun so that they can shoot me 3 days from now. After you do it turns into a chisel for every stone. That power, he launches rockets that deal damage. After you do that, the power becomes a needle for every stitch. You fire it again. He lobs 2 grenades at the enemy, creating 2-turn countdown tiles that do damage. Then the power turns into a frickin' laser beam. Let's see, MODOK fires his forehead laser, dealing damage to the target. This N1 at max level, you are getting strength 305 attack tiles, and the damage goes 1499, 4196, and ends up at 6972 for the laser beam.
Awesome.
And so for 6 fun. AP, you can get through those fairly easily.
Yeah. So that he should be fun to play with and experiment with.
Yeah, and he makes his own red, doesn't he?
He puts red on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he helps to fuel his own red, and then red does... That's awesome. I'm pumped. He's probably not going to be a super good character, but I'm pumped.
So I'm thinking, it's going to be 355, right?
I've already forgotten what the first power does, so yes.
It makes that really long countdown tile.
Yeah, it does.
But the middle power can make red, and then you want to do all that red.
Right.
So I
like it.
That's,
I'm optimistic.
I think that's what I would try. I think I would try him to 355.
And I don't know if you still have them gone, but I feel like when MODOK comes out, you need to turn your animations back on.
They're on right now. So
yeah, keep them on. I agree with the hypothesis that his animations are going to be super dope.
They could be.
He seems likely.
He's MODOK.
Yeah.
He's like a my-sized head on like an infant's body. He's amazing. I didn't even mean to have this segue. So yesterday I had an appointment at the eye doctor, and my eye doctor made fun of my giant head so much so that when Kelly took Owen in after me, he made fun of my head to her. Like he was adjusting the machine to fit my head in it. And he's like, wow, you've got a really big head. I feel like you're the reason they had to change hats to one size fits most. And I was like, wow, what an unnecessary burn. And then he put my son in the chair when I was all done. And he goes, hang on, I really got to adjust this back down to a normal size. Your dad has a huge head.
That's what she said. So that's MODOK.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
I love all of the So I Married an Axe Murderer references that are going on in Discord.
That's good stuff.
He's got a huge melon. Looks like an orange on a toothpick.
It's like Sputnik. Somewhat spherical, pointy.
All right, let's go to the superhero showdown. Last week. We had that Fool Richards versus the Silver Surfer. Ray, tell me, in what universe did Reed Richards stand the chance?
Okay, I can do that.
All right.
I'll just cut to the chase. There was a vote for Reed, and it came with that my vote has to go with Mr. Richards. Why, you might ask? Because for the simple fact that I believe myself to be a nerd and can relate to Reed. Also, as mentioned in the show, he's a super genius, wily coyote, and I can't let another super genius get walloped on if I can help it. Nerds unite, vote for Richards. However, the nerds didn't listen. I would say that we got several different stories. I like the Batman story. They likened it to Batman versus Superman. Superman could obliterate Batman if he really wanted to, but Batman could ambush Superman and disable him if he wanted to. As we actually saw in DC Comics. Yeah. So I like that analogy. There was a Silver Surfer annihilates Reed Richards comment. His stretchy flesh may give him a few more seconds, but in the end, the ring will stink of burnt rubber hanging in the air. Silver Surfer explains he doesn't want to fight because life is precious. And I thought, okay, well, maybe this is going to be Reed, getting one over on him. But no, in the end, Reed is just easily distracted, and Surfer uses matter manipulation and annihilates Reed. So it's just over and over and over again. There is one story, actually, I need to mention this, where Reed contacts Victor Von Doom, asks for the device that was used to drain Surfer's powers. Doom agrees, but then when he actually activates it, Doom is like, it was my genius that made this battle possible. Only Doom is the real winner in this contest. And he takes the device that is now powered up and leaves, and Surfer annihilates Reed anyway. So, a lot of decent stories. If you want to look at them all, they're on Reddit or on the D3 forums under the last week's post. But yeah, Yeah, Surfer is a absolute clear victor.
I think Reed's always needed some kind of finishing move where he makes himself really hard, and then when he hits you, he goes, "You've been vulcanized!"
That's a terrible catchphrase.
Yeah.
That will not happen. But I'm glad at that outcome, because Surfer will definitely be needed to take on whoever wins this next battle.
There you go.
The power levels are gross this time around.
We got some heavy hitters going on. This week we got Makari versus Molecule Man. Molecule Man doing whatever molecules can in the Icosagon. Tell me, who wins?
I don't know, but let me go. I guess I'll start.
Yeah, refresh everybody's mind on who Makari is.
Sure. Grinch threw in a vote before he even knows which one Yeen is doing.
Wow. All right. Interesting.
Mm.
Because I'm taking Makari, and Makari is an offshoot of humanity. I'm assuming something else happened. Oh.
Yeah.
He cursed.
Makari is an offshoot of humanity known as the Eternals. He's a member of the Eternals. He was known as Thoth in ancient Egypt. He was known as Hermes by the ancient Greeks, Mercury by the ancient Romans. He is one of the fastest living beings to ever exist. He has a life force, like all Eternals, augmented by cosmic energy, total mental control over his physical form, superhuman strength, speed, stamina, flight. He can make himself levitate, it says, so I'm not really sure how that's flight, but he manipulates gravitons in order to produce flight. He has reasonable psionics, cosmic energy manipulation, and teleportation. So, pretty powerful guy, like maxed out on speed and durability. So there you go. That's Makari. Tell me what Molecule Man does, because I don't remember.
I will tell you. I will tell you. I will lead into it by telling you what happened when Owen Reiss poked a hole in the Beyonder's dimension with the cosmic cube, and all of that power came rushing into his body. He became Molecule Man. Possibly the most powerful being, if, you know, top three at the lowest in the multiverse. Molecule Man can mentally control, transform, manipulate, and rearrange molecules of all matter. He does have a psychological defect in which he believes he cannot affect organic matter. This is simply not true, but he does not do it. In the meantime, though, he can change anything. And when anything, I mean any non-organic, but, you know, he could reshape Mjolnir if he so desired, break Silver Surfer's surfboard if he so desired, wrap Cap up in his own shield if he so desired. He has, I believe, encased the entire island of Manhattan in plexiglass at one point that he just thought about, and anything that he changes, regardless of his state of consciousness, remains in its new shape until he wills it back to its original shape. So, I mean, unless Makari's coming at me
like a spider monkey,
in a birthday suit, I think I think even then I could use the arena, anything I'm wearing, anything around me to both prevent and disable Makari almost instantaneously. So I'm feeling strong. I am nervous about his speed because it is beyond phenomenal, but my goodness, the power level on Molecule Man is someone I need in later rounds to take on Dormammu.
You can't catch me. I don't know. That's what I get.
You're the gingerbread
that's
man?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Wow, I'm glad I did that well enough that you got it.
Yeah, that was solid.
No, I think I just fly by and punch you really, really hard. I don't know. That's
I like your optimism. Yeah, I like your optimism, but I wouldn't hold your breath.
But could Molecule Man like turn the air into like a transparent, like really hard shield that Makari would just bounce his face off of?
Sure.
Well, there you go.
100% yes. Yeah, his powers are limited only by the imagination.
I think the key is that Makari has to wait for him to take a nap, and then he comes at him so fast that the guy can't wake up quick enough.
Right.
You know, and he pummels him real quick while he's half awake.
So I just got to run around the ring until
he tires out.
Until I get tired.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm sure we will be here any number of compelling stories as to why or why not you were successful next week, because I genuinely look forward to some of these write-ups because they are crazy. Like, they're just straight up nuts.
All right, there you go. Yeah, come back
Makari
and vote.
Versus Molecule Man.
Not only do you have to vote for that this week, you got to vote for a brand new segment.
Well, but before we move on to that, I'm going to make one more unnecessary pitch for Molecule Man.
Okay.
Really?
If you, I do. I was reading in the Discord. If you do not vote for Molecule Man, Ice Nine will shame you.
Okay.
That is all.
All right.
Introduce the new say. Too late. You've already been shamed.
Shame.
All right.
Ding.
Let's introduce.
Shame.
It's coming.
Ding.
There it is.
All right. Brand new segment this week. We have the sitcom showdown. You should check our webpage, Ray put up a big bracket. These shows are in no kind of order of any way. So ignore the numbers, really. That's just setting up who's fighting
yes,
who.
Yes, the seating was incidental.
Yeah.
It came with the bracket.
Yeah. So the placements were completely randomized. So
right.
A 1 is not necessarily a 1, and a 16 is no way a 16.
Trust me, Commander, they've been sufficiently randomized.
Exactly.
Yes.
So my idea was that we do 4, 1 from each of the starting brackets. We start off with the 1 versus 16 on each one. And we do 4 tonight.
Whew. I was underprepared for that. Let me take a look at the bracket.
Well, I don't think it'll be that hard. I mean, so let's start off with the first one.
Like from this side, we do. Oh wait, like the top of each? Or are you talking like
the
Coach Golden Girls and okay.
The 1 versus 16 we'll start... of each bracket of each.
Okay, yeah, that's tough, but you can yes.
All right,
because it gets dicey on the other side. Go ahead.
So to start with, the first one we've got is Coach versus the Golden Girls. Now, I just figure I would throw it out there right away. Coach, amusing, pretty good. But the Golden Girls, even though I'm kind of sad to say it, I've probably seen 50 to 60% of the episodes because it's just, they're funny. They're well written.
Ugh, that show was solid gold. Not the actual show Solid Gold, but everything about the Golden Girls was and is relevant. I mean, it was funny, it was well acted, it was well written. Every main character on that show won an Emmy for their performance individually. That never happens. That's happened like 3 times. This is one of the 3 shows where that has happened. The other one somehow was Will and Grace because... Well, and the other one's All in the Family.
We can make fun of that show later.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably people like it. So the Golden Girls, they were at the... And this was in 1985, keep in mind. They were at, like, the forefront of issues that are completely relevant and had super progressive takes on all of them. Like, they were pro-marriage equality. They were pro-race equality. They tried to put everybody's mind at ease about AIDS. Like, any subject that they could tackle, meanwhile being 4 women of a certain age, finding comfort in one another and... knowing that life goes on after 50 was a great premise for a great show. It is by far the best show set in Florida that's ever been set in Florida.
I like that.
That right. Might be true because, man, Florida's a disaster.
So for
two shows that I'm not sure I've ever seen an entire episode of either one.
You wasted all that time on Ghost and Mrs. Muir. You didn't watch any Golden Girls. Shame.
That's correct.
On you.
So I have to go then to, you know, TV theme songs, you know, as my deciding vote here. I have no idea what the theme of Coach is.
Right.
In any way, shape, or form.
You definitely know what the theme of Golden Girls is.
I do know the theme of Golden Girls. So right now it's got to get the vote for me.
Okay.
Just based off the theme right. song.
So second bracket. There was a question about the fact that Coach was in the top, the number one seed. That again, don't ignore the seeds. it 1 versus 16 doesn't matter. These were totally randomized. So, but bracket number 2 is the Drew Carey Show versus Taxi. I certainly didn't see all of the Drew Carey Show. I definitely enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. However, Taxi, come on, Judd Hirsch, Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
I
very much enjoyed the Drew Carey Show. I think I saw almost all of them.
The Drew Carey Show was very
acceptable. The last season was kind of meh. But Taxi's just such a classic.
Yeah, it really is. It worked on every level.
There you go. That was easy.
And did,
you know, and it featured a guy named Tony playing a character named Tony.
He always plays Tony.
That might come up again later.
Yeah. So, right. So not to undersell the Drew Carey show, but Taxi, I think that's moving on.
Yeah. I think we all agree on that one, right? Taxi's got to be the winner. Yes.
Not a problem.
All right.
All right. Number three. This one's harder. Night Court versus The 70s Show.
Two shows I very much enjoyed.
I agree.
I have a feeling that if I go back to watch Night Court now, it will not hold up.
I have that same feeling.
I loved Harry Anderson back in the day. Give me some Bull. John Larroquette was amazing.
Or John. Yeah. His name was Dan John. In the show, but yeah.
Yes.
Right. John Larroquette totally holds up. Marky Post totally holds Marky up, Post. But I don't think the show is still funny. The wrong Martin Mull? Like,
yes.
How could you? Yeah.
But The 70s Show has a very interesting premise.
Boy, it's good.
It's really good. I'm going to try to not let the three of the five Scientologists, the main characters being Scientologists, throw me off too much.
Yeah, that's tough. But that's some dark stuff right there.
Yeah, but the writers, did their thing, so... the actors can't taint it too much.
I'm going to have to throw my vote toward The 70s Show.
Yeah, I think I am too, even though I really liked both shows.
Boy, I would stay up late just to watch Night Court.
I know, right?
Mel Torme!
It did feature Mel Torme. And what was the Hick family that were real deadpan?
Who later became Lieutenant Commander Data?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brent Spiner. Spiner?
Yes.
Brent Spiner. I can't remember the name of the characters, though. Him and his wife.
I don't know, but they were hilarious every time. Oh,
fantastic.
Do we have quorum?
I don't think I can win either of you back, can I?
Well, tell me more.
Let me think. What, I mean, it's... how. First of all, the idea of a courtroom non-drama, I think, is groundbreaking.
Yeah, that was good stuff. He got the job just because he was home.
I was gonna say the always hoping but never quite getting there romance between the judge and Marky Post.
Yeah.
Fantastic. John Larroquette was a fantastic Lothario in that show. He was the original Barney Stinson.
Sure.
I don't know. Again, I'm worried that you're right and it doesn't hold up, but I have only the fondest memories of Night Court.
Both have good theme songs, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Night Court's got that sweet bass beat.
Here's some objections I have. One, Ray is correct, it's unfair, but a lot of Scientologists on that show.
Yeah.
Two, I do not approve of Red's parenting style at all. And I think that's why his kids turned out to be jerks.
I think they were going for a parenting style that was more common in the 70s, but I agree.
Right. I'm going to stay strong on Night Court, but I'm happy. I can accept a 2-1 loss.
I just don't know if the jokes would still hold up.
Well, again, I don't say that Night Court is timeless.
I did like the one episode when a Marky Post dad would show up. That was always a good time for some reason.
Sure.
He bought our 1954 Buick Roadmaster to drive around in Manhattan because it was like an indestructible car, and she couldn't get hurt in it.
I don't know. I'm you didn't sway me.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Because it's tough because I feel just slightly the opposite of you guys. Because the 70s show isn't bad. I would go so far as to say it's very good. I just don't think it's better than Night Court.
Yeah, I think I'm still 51% on that 70s show and 49% on Night Court.
All right. I think we're
done.
For
the record, Fez was not funny.
Rarely.
Okay.
He was probably the least good of the characters on the show, yes.
Yeah.
Tommy Chong, man.
Yeah, Tommy Chong was... All right.
Okay, we're going to move on to the fourth one, and I'm going to... Okay, so this one is Soap versus
One of the all-time
Will
great comedies of television.
Versus Will and Grace. Now, I already have my opinion, but please, go ahead.
Oh, well, I had already referenced the Emmy quality product that Will and Grace puts out in so much that each of the four main characters have individually won Emmys for each of their roles separately on that show, which suggests that the acting is quality on that show. I don't particularly enjoy that show. I don't think I can support it beyond that. I have never, until you two explained it to me when we were making the brackets, I had never not only seen, but I have never heard of soap.
Okay.
So my opinion on soap is not valid.
So soap is a kind of a parody show of actual soap operas, and it's the tale of two families and their wacky hijinks. Ian, this show was on in the late 70s. It featured gay characters. It featured aliens. It featured a guy talking with a puppet all the time. Like this, it had a crazy old ex-military guy. You had, yeah, Billy Crystal. You had...
Okay, I just said I'm ignorant of it. I don't doubt its quality in any way.
It's really one of the great comedies of television.
Okay. And in addition to that, while I agree that Will and Grace has a lot of groundbreaking and decent acting, I find a couple of the characters annoying, and I cannot get into it.
Oh, yeah. Nope. I hear you. I support this decision wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Yeah, you got, Richard Mulligan, Billy Crystal. There's some good stuff. Robert Guillaume.
That, and when I go back to Discord, I see soap, 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 soap. If soap doesn't win, this is a sham. Soap, soap.
Yeah, just a really beautiful show.
Okay.
About the Tates and the Campbells.
So the only one I'm still torn on is the whole Night Court issue, but...
Well, I mean, we got to have our... everybody needs to vote.
Oh, really?
Well, sure, why not?
No.
I thought it was just the three
of us. This is purely three old friends sorting things out.
All right. I could be swayed by a popular vote, is all I'm saying.
I probably could be, too. They're really close.
Well, then you guys have not been following Discord. It's a landslide for Night Court.
It really is. We got a boo from Donkey Teeth.
Hey, you guys essentially created this list. I feel like, and you weigh in on the superhero showdown.
I mean, I would not have big heartache if Night Court takes this over the 70s show. I really like both shows.
I did like the one question was if we let the Scientology sway us on the 70s show, what does that mean for the Cosby show?
I know we got to keep causes later. Well, I guess even during that type issues, I think out of the show here.
Right. I guess now is the time to draw the line. If you are correct, so we should probably just base it on the show, not on extracurricular activities of participants in the show. Yes,
yeah. I think right. So.
Sure.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Show only is fine. I agree. I agree with my own conclusion. Even considering that, I still think Night Court.
I don't know. I think we're so torn. I think that we need to let the Discord votes, have some sway here.
I'm okay with it. Like if the, you know, like I said, I can go either way. I will have no heartburn if Night Court takes this over the 70s show.
All right. Then I think it falls on the other side. I'm going to put Night Court down.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Ian, you convinced everybody.
Yeah. I threw the challenge flag. The call was overruled.
That's happened the first time this year.
Clear and obvious sitcom interference.
All right, there you go then. That's the first round.
All right. Well, we'll come back next week, which it looks like you want to go to the 215s next? Go do them in order?
Sure. That's fine.
All right. Do we want to say what they're going to be? People can look at the bracket online, I suppose.
Sure. The 215 will be Charles in Charge versus Arrested Development. That'll be weird. Friends versus Growing Pains.
Uh-huh.
Punky Brewster versus Happy Days. And Saved by the Bell versus Small Wonder.
Totally voting for Small Wonder. Spoiling that early.
I don't know.
Spoilers, man. Spoilers.
Yeah, no need for spoilers, but I would definitely say, Ray, brace yourself. Craig and I are taking you on a journey.
That seems like
me. All right. Small Wonder. It's great. All right, let's move on then.
Do it, Doug.
Was there any local news?
Negative.
I have probably a small local news. The where I work, the borough hosted a campaign for the Human Rights Coalition because good old State College, Pennsylvania got a perfect score on their municipal equity index for being a very inclusive city. So they did a live broadcast from our meeting chamber to talk about that.
Congratulations!
Yeah. So there you go. State College. Good place
to be. It's a nice place.
So it was a nice presentation. Had some good speakers. It's good. All right. Willie, what you got in the mailbag then?
There were a ton of comments this time. Most of them, however, were about the showdown. So let me hit a few other ones. There was a comment on Reddit that I thought was worth repeating. Set on Allendale said, batch open on standard tokens. Great. No batch open on elite tokens. Boo. Yeah. Seeing number of shards after you open a batch. Woohoo. Seeing number of shards each and every time I open a token, enraging. I do like to see the where I'm at on the shards, but having that separate screen that has the button just slightly off of where the other button was, I don't know. Just put the buttons over top of each other. I'll be fine. Black Sheep DCSS said, welcome back, Craig. The new wacky local politics segment was entertaining, as was the haggling over the sitcom bracket qualifiers. Glad I threw that in.
Hey, still going on. We still don't have a mayor yet.
Oh, really?
Nope. There'll be a mayor, a vote for who will be picked mayor on the 16th of December. All right.
I mean, it will affect me in no way, but.
That is true.
Yeah.
But if you would like to submit a question, we are accepting questions from the public. On a question you would like to submit to the potential mayoral
I might have to just take a look at who's there. Hezjin Gixon says, also, as official sponsor of the segment, I wholeheartedly support not opening any more tokens until the shard system comes into effect. It's a little late now. But, hey, thanks. Twomp the DJ said, greetings, true believers, and welcome to the P-Dub 2 or 3 podcast where sometimes Craig has made a guest appearance.
That's true.
All joking aside, hope the tooth thing gets better.
Yeah, it's almost healed.
He says, haven't been here in a while, but I normally just listen to you guys while you're taping. I'm showing my age here while saying taping. And I missed the last two tapings, so I've had to listen to the edited version, and I must say it's two different experiences. I can actually hear what's going on as opposed to trying to figure out how many times Craig can be wrong in an episode.
Oh, boo words.
And Storm of Fire posted about, haven't commented in about a month, but a belated thanks for Joe's birthday wishes. Also, really enjoyed the last Synergy segment. Uses a variant of it, substituting Vulture for main event Hawk. And it's a good versatile team for 4-star land. She also commented that 216, episode 216's team was something that she wants to play once Worthy Cap is available. And yeah, it's definitely worthwhile. But Worthy Cap is a necessity. Also, a variant of episode 214's Domino, Cloak and Dagger, and Vulture teams with other substitutes for Domino. And yeah, it's not a fun time when you go against those. Definitely true. It's all the black you can imagine. Ian and Craig haven't watched Third Rock from the Sun. It wasn't my favorite at the time, but I was 6 at the time. And sitcoms tend to go well over the heads of kids. But it has a very young Keanu Reeves in it, which I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a bunch of aliens being confused about humans. It's a great setup for a sitcom. So we'll see where it goes in the
brackets. I don't want to rule it out. I just never happened. I like John Lithgow.
Yeah.
Also, she says she learned that Australia has a local version of The Masked Singer, which baffles me that it's popular and good enough of a format to merit doing so. Australia has its own version.
I thought we stole it from them.
I just assumed it was stolen from England because that's where TV comes from.
I certainly don't know. I still haven't seen a single episode. I just listen to what you guys say. So there you go. Those are the comments this week, other than, you know, the showdown comments, because there was a ton of those. But hey, thanks, Willie.
Yeah. There was a double shot of Masked Singer this last week. Double episode. It's good times.
Right. Right. Because they had to skip some for your crappy baseball.
It's true. All right, let's move on. Once again, I am Hans.
Are you sure that Keanu was on that show?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't think about like, that show, know. Except, yes, the terribleness that is French Tort.
Is there any chance that you're confusing a very young Joseph Gordon-Levitt with a very young Keanu Reeves? That's just for whoever the listener was.
Storm of Fire.
What? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going? I'll do more investigating when I'm not about to do this segment. But I don't mean to doubt you because I have no real information, but it just seemed like a real shock to me. And I am Franz.
We just want to
pump.
You up.
You up. Gold. I was like, butter. Let me check my my favorite infographic with some top tier references this week. For those of you who don't get to enjoy the infographic, let me tell you, Craig, the week that you missed the reference for Miles Morales was Moyles performing a bris, and it was by far the funniest one I've ever seen. Just thinking about it makes me happy. But this week we have a Baron Mordo as presidential candidate Jimmy McMillan saying that the number of sorcerers is too darn high. Which really makes me almost as happy. And there's a really odd Namor comic.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
I don't get it at all, but it's hilarious. It's just him looking at a dog in a barrel and claiming that that's ridiculous. A dog, a barrel, ridiculous. Oh, Namor, you're wacky.
All right, this class is ridiculous.
Let's power through some of these. Oh, it's a total flip-flop. So the 3 stars, solid gold. The 4 stars, do you hear this? That is the scraping of the bottom of the barrel.
That was an awful sound.
It's what it sounds like, I'm sorry. That's how it is. 3-star cap boosted. The damage you get from that red ricocheting shield is going to see skyrocket, and if you do use his yellow, you will get even more potent projectiles out of it. Ah, Breaker of Games, the Mighty Colossus, is boosted. So if you want to hit him with the red colossal punch, extra damage. The amount of damage that he absorbs, is that affected or is that a percentage with his yellow?
I didn't think it was a percentage. I'd have to look, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But that's an okay ability. Ooh, Hawkeye. He's boosted. I feel like one of his 11 different blue arrow powers probably does damage, so you'll probably get more out of that. And that only cost 5, so that's a bargain. So fire through a whole bunch of those. His, I don't remember what his other 2 powers do. I only use his arrows. I'm sorry. I can't help you out this time, listeners. You'll have to remember what No Good News does on your own. And because boomerangs, those strike tiles boost. Spider-Man. Man. That yellow, the recently reworked 3-star Spider-Man now has a yellow punching ability that does a ton of damage. That damage will be increased even further now that he is boosted. And good old Thanos, always getting it done, Titan style. The damage from Court Death increased. He's another one of those guys. I can't really tell you too much about his other abilities. I bet they're good. But I don't know really what they are.
Man, I don't know if any of them really get boosts. By the way, Colossus is a flat percentage, so.
Oh, so yellow will not see a boost from that. Okay, oh, neither will black because it activates someone else. So there you go. There's some pretty decent 3 stars, you know, at least a couple higher-end guys in there, in my opinion. I love Cap and I love Thanos. And Spider-Man, Hawkeye, and Colossus are average to above. So good stuff. Now, let's get into the meat of this. Let's talk about boosted 4 stars because I have a list of winners here. Everybody's favorite, Spider-Man's Archest of Nemesis, Kraven the Hunter, is boosted.
Safari Joe does it again.
He could. He's boosted. The little bits of damage he does here and there, you will get more damage out of all 3 of his abilities, which all attempt to do damage at some level. Yeah. Not my best. But Baron Mordo, he's boosted.
Title is Baron Mordo.
Yes. Oh, sorry, Carl Mordo.
Carl, yeah, just poor Carl.
Mordo. Mordo, Carl. He's boosted. He's again, not anybody's favorite, but compared to some of these other guys, he's pretty good. Craven, at least. So it depends on if you want to manage their, if you want to make charge tiles, or if you want to manage the other team's AP, but you can get more purple damage out of him. His boots will deal more damage. His staff will deal more damage. So that's all right. Oh, the previously mentioned Submariner.
Imperious Rex!
Namor is boosted. You know, again, he's another attempt at damage. That trident-shaped board shake is good. His Atlantis attacks does some AoE that's going to get a little bit of a boost. Shuri, she's boosted. It's not super helpful because I think she just hangs out with people who use special tiles. So, but if you do fire her red or her twin blasters, you'll get some damage, a little damage boost there. Ah, and the recently released Spider-Man 2099 has made it to the boosted list. His uprising ability is a damage dealing ability. And, he does also do some damage with his middle ability, where if you match his colors, it creates other colors and then deals a little bit of damage. Yeah.
And as Donkey Teeth says, 2099 with Thor Koye, he works with Okoye.
He pairs well with Okoye. Well,
I mean, Okoye pretty much tanks black, blue, and yellow, which whenever you make those matches, he jumps in your face and does damage. So, yeah, you just keep her in front. He does all the damage, and it's boosted by her. It's really strong.
Well, while giving you green and red tiles to fire Thor.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, he's boosted, and you can use him in that way. Let's see what Samurai says this week. He suggests pairing the currently boosted Mordo with the boosted Namor. Namor can use his Imperious Rex to make blue, which can fuel the vaulting boots of Carl, Mordo. Mordo, Carl.
The vaulting boots of Mordo. And
I think they're Voltor. That's a sad name. I don't like that. Rename your equipment, and those boots will in turn charge up his staff. So there's a little bit of synergy there. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now. Believe me later. Thanks, as always, to segment sponsor, Mystify.
Let's move over to team up time.
It's a synergy segment featuring Ray.
Hello, everybody. All right, so if you want to take a look at this team or any of the other previous teams, if you go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the synergy segment link, you should bring up a Google Doc that'll show you all the different characters and what they can do, and hopefully the correct build for them. So if you do that, this week you will see it is a 3-star team that was put together by a longtime listener, Alpha Team. So the comments about this, he's put some comments in, but just real quick, the characters are Patch Wolverine at a 5-5-3, again, 3-star team, solid 3-star. Iron Fist at a 3-5-5, and Loki at a 5-3-5. So if you're not familiar with this team, Patch makes, when he does his attack, his green or red, he throws out strike tiles. Loki has the ability... he throws out strike tiles for you and for the enemy team. Loki has the ability to convert enemy tiles to friendly tiles. I think he reverses them too, right? He makes them protects. So the comments that he had, it's a 3-star team that he used for a very long time. It works well mainly in PvE, not really good on the defensive run. It takes a little bit to get going, but once you do, he says it's a total face melt. You get 12 black AP and as many purple as possible. You fire off Patch's red and green, fire off Iron Fist purple, and then Loki's black. It turns all the strike tiles, the enemy strike tiles, into protect tiles. You have a ton of strike tiles on your side, and it's usually over on that turn. So the idea is you just build up your AP, until you get to a full of, you know, at least 12 black and a bunch of purple with your red and green ready to go. And you just Wolverine, Iron Fist, bam, bam, bam. And if anybody survives, use Loki to switch all those tiles back to your favor before you move on so that it protects your team. It's just a build them up, and then complete nuke of everybody on the other side. It's really seems really advantageous to use on like large wave fights, because you can just annihilate people as you go. And if there's anybody else left in the wave, they're doing like 1 point of damage whenever they make a match because of all the shields that you got out there. So if you're in the 3-star land, try it out. Patch, Iron Fist, and Loki. Build up your AP and then let them rip. So there you go. There's your synergy segment for this week.
I was going to comment on that team, which I have never tried and never encountered, but it sounds, you know, it sounds like I will try it. It sounded fun. It's got a bunch of characters that I enjoy.
Yes. Seems like it's good for PvE.
Yep. Nothing I would have ever thought of on my own. I give it a thumbs up.
All right. Thanks to our sponsor.
Thanks. Unify.
Unify.
All right. Let's get some shards, because I haven't said shards enough time this week. So we're going to get some shards by opening tokens brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
I've got four latest legends to get through.
You can start. Uh-huh. I got some adjustments to make.
All right. I'm going
to
poke Carnage. That gets me a Vulture. Number two is a Coulson Super Secret Tech. Third 4-star, Janet Van Dyne. And 4 4-stars. The fourth one is Venom Blast Miles Morales.
Alrighty.
Nice.
I think I'm going to go until I get a 5-star. I thought I had 3, but when I just opened the game here, it apparently I earned 3 that I didn't even notice. So I have 6 legendaries.
Okay.
So let's get started. Oh, well, the very first one is a 5-star.
You're the worst.
All right. Time saver.
Carnage, Prophet of Null, Blood Feud. So that's nice.
Where were you aiming?
I was aiming for that weird symbol on his forehead.
Ah, the swirly bit on the forehead. I was going to go to the scary gaping maw, but I'll try to steal some of your forehead thunder.
That, by the way, was my very first 5-star Carnage.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, I'm going to have to do 2. I got anti-mojo. I got a, what's her name? Electra. I'll see if I need... Aha! I went with a gaping maw. I should have figured my instincts were right. 5-star Professor X. Signal boost.
I hate you guys.
All right, let's see the usefulness of said covers. Yeah, that Electra is a saver, but I think she's already at max covers, so I can only expect that. Yeah, absolutely. I just haven't invested the ISO into making her a champion because, well, it's Electra.
It's Electra.
Just haven't. Yeah, I got it. I was going through my 4-stars. I have a surprising number of fully covered, unchamped 4-stars that I just can't afford right at the moment. So I'm going to have to start trying harder to earn ISO 8. And that takes my Professor X to a 2-0-0.
So I was trying to figure out who is going to be leaving the latest Legends next, and it's Iceman. So I think I'm going to go ahead and open these because I want to get more Iceman.
Do it, Doug.
So next, I got a Kate Bishop. And nice. Then a 4-star Ghost Rider.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
We then got a 5-star, my second Carnage cover, the Green Power.
Hate you guys. Nice.
A 4-star Kraven. Hey, he's going to be boosted.
Yes.
And a 4-star, another Ghost Rider, which has a very interesting cover. I didn't realize that we still had the alternate covers. So there you go. 2 covers for Carnage.
Nice. Were either of those Ghost Rider covers Pen and Stare?
The second one was Pen and Stare, actually, yes.
Mm. He is currently the 4-star that I have.
5-5-0?
That you have to target.
Oh, sure.
No, I have him at 5-5-1, and I thought the shard opportunity would finally be an opportunity to correct that.
Sure.
So I have not been using any sort of feeder techniques or anything like that. I went, who have I been struggling to get that one last cover for? Couple years now. Oh, look, it's Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I haven't really been using the feeders either. I used the shards to get Android Jim, and now I've got Mysterio bonus because I've had Mysterio not championed for so long. I just figured I'd finish him off.
Oh, smart. Yeah. There's just so many people. I figure I have a 5-5-1 situation with Ghost Rider and a 5-5-1 situation with 4-star Wasp, so I would like to correct those as soon as possible.
Yeah, Pen and Stare is so useful.
Yeah, I mean, it's his bread and butter.
All right, there you go.
All righty. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Otherwise known as the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It has this and several other excellent shows on it, some of which aren't even about professional wrestling. So if you want some more podcasts to listen to, check us out. Soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com. Anything else for the good of the order?
When you log into the game, the survey is back.
Yep.
My only thought on the survey is on the list of things that I do not like about the game. One of the options that you can still choose is drop rate of bonus 5-star heroes is too low. I think that's zero now. So
that's pretty low.
It's pretty low. So maybe the next survey, chisel that one out and put in something about shards.
There you go.
Otherwise, take that survey. It's quick and handy.
Okay. I saw it, but I didn't take it yet. The only other thing I was going to say, you want to mention the upcoming schedule changes?
Yes. Smart man. That's why you're the producer. And we're here for color.
So
go ahead.
We are going to actually miss a couple weeks in the upcoming schedule. And I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of it. The holidays are all screwing with our schedules, but next week, I am not going to be available. And I don't know what your guys' schedules are like, but if you want to do a show and edit yourself, I will leave you directions on how to put it up. But otherwise, I'm out.
That's fair. I support you. Enjoy your travels.
And Christmas. The Christmas being on a Wednesday throws a wrench into everything, and that week is just going to be a no show, a complete no go on that. So, just wanted to throw that out as well.
Yeah. So, just to alleviate anybody's curiosity, unless Craig decides to launch the All Craig Call-In Show
someday,
I absolutely will not do a show this upcoming week either. So, anticipate a no show Thanksgiving, a no show Christmas. Otherwise, buckle up for more exciting episodes of The Puzzle Warriors 3 and more exciting sitcoms. So, Craig, I did hear several suggestions that in lieu of a clue for the next upcoming episodes, you should hum a small segment of some of the competing theme songs.
I don't think I can hum.
Oh. All right. Well, you can't sing either, but that never stopped. That's true. You. Oh, zing. So anyway, I think they want you to bring your musicality back to the show.
We'll see. Maybe I'll try and plan ahead for 9 weeks from now when we do another show. All right.
You know what will cheer you up?
What's that? The perfect cheer?
What? No. No. First of all, I don't want to cheer you up anymore. Okay. For the man who misses 11 billion shows in a row, we miss one. We've been bellyaching for 2 straight hours. No, I was going to open a 50-pack, and it was going to...
Do it, Doug.
I'm doing it. It's happening.
Okay, just don't make it too long, because I have to remote into work very soon.
Oh, no, it's already happened. I've already hit the fast-forward button. Okay. Nothing of consequence will happen. They're only basic. I'm just collecting shards.
Shards.
There you go. A chance to say shards. Why don't you end the show?
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again this week. You know the deal, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comment suggestions, throw your votes at the Superhero Showdown. Or click on the Amazon banner, buy some stuff, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Egyptology only leads to one thing. Doom. Good night, everybody.
That's good. Goodbye, friends.
Good night. Ian sharded.
Gross.